good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm so sorry, and I hope I'm not like the umpteenth caller that you've gotten that says this, but what happened to Joe? I didn't hear it.
Don't worry, you haven't missed anything.
Okay.
7:40, 6:40 Central, we're going to get to it. There was some stuff that went down after the show.
Okay.
We called it the Thriller Incident, so we'll give you all the details and fill you in.
Okay.
Promise.
All right, thanks.
That is so awkward. We are constantly getting calls and just tweets and DMs about why Joe is not here. But like Mackenzie said, we are going to dive into that a little bit later on the show at 7:40, 6:40 Central.
Right. There were lots of things that culminated yesterday. We were having fun and then the show kind of went rogue and we thought it would be all like, ha ha ha. Then we got called up to a meeting and 7:40, 6:40 Central, as I said, we'll get into the details of where Joe is and we're going to try to call him at home. If he'll pick up our call now, hopefully he will. But let's get into this. This is so crazy. Have you guys ever seen that show? Like, I think it's called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, which is mind-boggling to me because I've been pregnant. And the things that happen to my body, I wouldn't be like, oh, I just had a big lunch.
I've heard of this show. I never have watched a full episode, though.
Okay, so this actually happened to a Florida woman. So she went in. She got an unexpected surprise after her new weight loss surgery. So bless her heart. For 10 years, her name's Daria. She had to live with an ovary. She had major problems with her ovary. And she was going in. It caused kind of a lot of weight gain, changes within her body. And so she's like, hey, I'm going to have gastric. I'm going to go in. And basically, in the surgery, before everything happened, they found out, hey, you're pregnant. It's a boy. You're going to give birth. And literally like 9 hours later, she had a baby.
What?
Yeah.
So how does that even happen?
Right? That's the thing for me because I was pregnant 40. I went full term 40 weeks. I mean, I was waddling. It's not like I'd be like, oh, weird, I'm pregnant. Like it was everything changes everywhere. But you hear these stories of like girls that don't know. And they're like, oh, I thought I had a tummy ache. And I went to the restroom and a baby popped out.
Right. And like not to be whatever. But I think sometimes when you think about this happening, you're like, it's got to be people where it's not noticeable to have a bump.
Right, exactly. Okay, call us 833-563-2539. Did you not know you were pregnant for a long period of time? Or what was your indicator before you officially knew you were pregnant? You're like, I'm pregnant. Like, I know it. Like, something is up.
What did she say? Pregnant?
That's what that show.
Well, so my boyfriend had a client who he was selling a house to, and he gets a call one day and he's like, hey, we're going to have to speed this up because I just found out my girlfriend is 7 months pregnant. She went 7 months before finding out she was pregnant. She went to the doctor just because she wasn't feeling great. And they're like, you're pregnant and you happen to be 7 months pregnant. And she was a very skinny, small, petite woman and went 7 months without knowing.
See, that is really interesting to me. I want to know, ladies, did anything go whack with your body? Because so many things happen to me. Like people's feet swell. You get really, really sensitive, heightened sensitivity in areas. I mean, I was super, super sick. So 833-563-2539. Do you think it is very possible to honestly go full term and not know you were pregnant?
I also feel like, too, you see, not even just like you feel different, you see physical changes.
Exactly.
How are you not like, wait, what's happening?
Okay, we're going to delve into this. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm just not one of those women who loved being pregnant. I was miserable. I mean, obviously, I loved the end result, my daughter, but my body just whacked out. So this is what we're talking about. I don't get those shows when you hear about, oh, I didn't know I was pregnant. And then I went to the bathroom and I thought I had a stomach ache and boom, a baby popped out. So there's this Florida woman we were talking about who had to go in. She was going to go in for a weight loss surgery. And they're like, no, 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 you are pregnant. And then like 9 hours later, popped out a baby. We're talking about what happens to your body.
Well, I know what it's like or what it feels like to be pregnant because I had kidney stones once. And they all say that that's the equivalency to like feeling pregnant.
That is what they say. I've never had kidney stones.
Oh,
knock on
man.
Wood, so I can't say. But so you felt that pain.
All right. It was terrible.
Let's get to Tori. Hey, girl.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So how was your pregnancy?
Well, first off, just like you, I hated being pregnant. It was like the worst feeling in the world.
Right? I love these women. I mean, hey, go sister, that are like, oh my gosh, I loved every second of it. That was just not me.
No. So I didn't know I was pregnant at first because I honestly thought that I had food poisoning because my mom had gotten food poisoning from a restaurant that we had previously eaten at.
Wow.
Well, I was like, there's no way I've had food poisoning for a week. So I went and took a pregnancy test. Super pregnant. I had morning sickness my entire first trimester. Ended up losing like 25 pounds. I was pregnant literally from the top fuzz of my hair to the tip of my toes.
Right.
My face, my nose. The girls who say they didn't know they were pregnant are liars.
I don't get it.
And the only pregnancy glow there is sweat.
I agree 100%. I was super, super sick, too. I just felt like I was in a boat. And then someone does say, hey, it's like someone flips a switch month four, and that really worked for me. But I just pounded breadsticks because that's the only thing that made me not want to be nauseous.
Thank you so much, Tori. But, hey, real quick, we got to get to line two. Allison, I cannot believe what she said.
Allison, what's up, girl?
Oh, nothing. Just driving home.
So what happened to you when you were pregnant?
I was 15, and we thought we had the flu, so we went to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed me with the flu. About 2 days later, I woke up with a headache, so my dad cradled me in his arms, and I had 5 seizures and a stroke on the way to the hospital, so they life-flighted me.
Oh, my
gosh. St. Mary's in Evansville.
Bless your heart. Was the baby healthy and okay?
Well, she weighed 2 pounds, 7.5 ounces.
Aww. What's her name?
Her name is Anna.
Oh, I'm so happy everything worked out. Well, thank you guys for sharing your stories.
You know, Joe had the flu a couple months ago. I wonder if he was pregnant.
Yeah, we'll ask him because we're going to try to call him. He's not here. We're going to get to where he is. 740, 640 Central. That's coming up. But coming up right after this song, we are going to spill the tea. Splitsville for two couples and we're two playmates able to connect with Hugh Hefner beyond the grave.